there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate in a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, lame, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it's not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk'?" The man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. "Do you want to be well?" Jesus asked this crippled man for 38 years. The man was wallowing in self-pity. Jesus asked him that question. He didn't say, "Of course I want to be made well." He didn't ask for help to lower him into the water. He started a violin solo. "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm on my way, someone else gets there before me." 38 years of compounded complaining as a result of his situation. But Jesus had come not to have him bathe in the pool of Bethesda, but to have him bathe in the living water. And so Jesus, in the midst of that self-pity, had his heart burst with pity. And he said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." The very same words that he said to the paralyzed man lowered on top of his head in Simon Peter's house in Capernaum. It's a time in which many of us can wallow in self-pity. We can say, "Woe are we." Our culture is doing it with regard to the coronavirus. Jesus wants us to recognize that he's still there, asking whether we wish to be made well, to be made right with him. As Julian of Norwich, as you always put on your doors, at, you know, "All will be well." Jesus is with us as that living water, but he wants this time to be a time in which we grow precisely in that wellness program that Jesus has come to institute in his church. That's what today's first reading helps us to ponder. That great image of the living water flowing from his side on Calvary, the font of all sacramental life in the church. That is prophesied in Ezekiel's image, the water trickling from the eastern side of the temple down into the Arabah desert, bringing life there and even raising the Dead Sea from the dead. Ezekiel the prophet was brought 500 yards successively, and he was immersing himself more and more in this living water, till the only thing he could do would be to swim in it and have it lead him wherever it would flow, bringing extraordinary vitality to whatever it touched. That plan of Jesus continues in every time. It's certainly the plan for Lent, but it's also the plan for life. Jesus wants us to immerse ourselves more and more deeply in Him who is the living water. It might not always make obvious the means that we've taken as a ordinary thing up until now may not be there as easily. But Jesus, the living water, is. And He's inviting us to wellness by immersing ourselves ever more deeply in Him, ever more deeply in His prayer, ever more deeply by desire, which was the thing Jesus was trying to get this crippled man in the gospel to recognize in desire. In the sacraments, to the extent that we can, and especially in charity, which is how His living water flows through us toward others. As we celebrate this Mass, we recognize that Jesus, that living water, comes to us and asks, "Do you wish to be made well?" And the Mass is His response.